This is a Niche Radio podcast. For more, visit www.nicheradio.co.za.
So, on part two of Forex, we're going to be discussing, elaborating more on the Forex, the foreign exchange. And also we have our bank story for the week. Here's Microsoft. Firstly, starting off, there's a negative connotation attached to Friday, okay? So this is basically what I tell my teams all the time, that we need to, firstly, count your losses and your profits, go home, go be with your family, and then you'll start again on Monday, okay? There's no point in, you know, letting trades run and all of that, you know, throughout the weekend, and because you start stressing about them and it just gets too much. So rather, if you're day trading, the best thing to do is definitely to count your losses, count your wins, pick the ship up, you know, and go be with your family. You start again on a clean slate on Monday. It's very important to start on a clean slate every day because it helps you to consistently stay focused. Okay? There's always so many things to learn. You know, scalping and using stochastic strategies, using the Fibonacci, as I said. Trend, you know, you can even use the trend as a strategy. You know, you can just follow the trend. There's so much that you can do in order to be profitable in the foreign exchange. Okay, so there's no need in trying to not sleep and just do it all the time. It's not healthy, you know. And obviously, you have to operate outside of the market. That's where the psychology of trading comes in. You have to understand the psychology of the market. The most important thing as well when you're trading Forex is that you need to use a stop loss. There's a lot of people that don't use a stop loss, mainly because they feel like they know enough, mainly because they feel like, you know, they can make it work without the stop loss because the earning potential is limitless. Listen, you have to use a stop loss just in case the market goes opposite your direction. A stop loss basically helps you limit your losses. So you can decide how much of the account you want to lose should anything go wrong. And once the trade hits that stop loss, it's going to stop trading automatically. You see? So you have to, I always say, you know, you always have to minimize loss as well. You know, you have to keep it as low as possible. Okay? And you need to make sure that at least, like, it's not really, it's not worth it. If you don't use the stop loss because you think there's limited earning potential, that's just your mind's way of fooling you, you know. Because should the market go down, emotionally, as human beings, we're not robots, you know. We can't immediately take a decision. Whenever it dives, then we're going to start convincing ourselves that we have to withstand the thing, the chart, and wait for like a U-turn. Most of the times, these U-turns don't happen, especially when you want them to happen, okay? So you need to understand that it's important to use a stop loss. There's also a saying that says the trend is your friend. It is your friend, okay? Just follow the trend. If you study the charts and you see what happened, let's say, you know, you look at them. I always look at a weekly chart of the specific currency I want to trade. I always look at the monthly chart. And even a yearly chart, there's charts that I'm looking at now that, you know, that to see how they were performing 5 years ago. You see, interest rates, all those things have influence on the markets, okay? So you need to understand that. Procrastination also in the markets is not good. So stop procrastinating and practice. That's why there's demo accounts. Demo accounts basically help you to trade with virtual money so that you can learn how to deal with certain losses, certain wins, and so forth. Okay? So you have to practice. That's why in TradeAgain, we actually tell our students that they have to start. They know that after they get the Forex education, they have to firstly start with a demo account. So we give them a demo account, whether it has 5 million, whether it has 50,000. it doesn't matter. Like, we give them the trading account, that's a demo account, and then they start trading maybe for a month. Then we, based on their performance, and after they write exams, or after they, we give them a questionnaire that's going to test how much they know about what they're doing, then, only then, do we give them a live account, especially those that take their master's course. Okay, we give them the live account, and we fully fund it ourselves. So it's very important to practice. You know, it's always important to remember that it takes 1,000 hours for you to be an expert in anything. And if you don't put in the 1,000 hours, you can never be an expert. So even in trading, if you want to really, really become a good trader, you have to put in the hours. And that means you have to practice a lot. And by the time you go live, you know exactly what you're doing. One of the things I also can't stress enough is that you have to practice risk management, okay? Once you've hit your target, do not be greedy. Do not try to force to, you know, to get more than what you have. And do not go against your own trading rules and your own trading style just because you want to profit more. Don't do that, okay? That is the last and final way that you can literally wipe your entire account clean. And now, our bank story for the week. Microsoft has become the third US company to pass a market cap of $1 trillion. This is after the strong fiscal quarter three earnings, and it joins Apple and Amazon in this huge landmark. Okay? Now, just a brief summary of their earnings, because they just released their results. Office, LinkedIn, and Dynamics has literally contributed $10.2 billion in the company revenue. And the cloud and its server products and enterprise services, $9.7 billion in its revenue. Now, Windows, Xbox, and Surface has contributed $10.7 billion in revenue. Okay? So now, this is why it's important to list. You know, after a while, companies list. Of course, there's a requirement to list on the exchange, be it JSE, be it New York Stock Exchange. It helps you to raise the capital that you always need to keep the company in operation. And as well as, you know, you always have, because of investors and the fact that you open up your company to basically the public to trade a limited amount of shares, then it helps you to be able to operate and to always have access to capital, for example. So because of the stock price and what happened this week, it went up, it shot up, and it became a $1 trillion company. So let us know what you think. Let us know if you have any questions regarding the listing requirements and all of those things. But let's continue this discussion more on social media. And yeah.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.